You're listening to the Cross of Grace Lutheran Church Sermon Podcast. On January 7th, 2018, we gathered to worship on the day dedicated to the baptism of our Lord. Pastor Kirk Havel preached on the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 4 through 11.
John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming. Coming after me, I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be with all of you today, from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I threatened Mark when he asked me to fill in for him today that I would use this time to refute and debunk all the things he said about his parents over the years. It's just not true, folks. How many of you are familiar with Ancestry.com? Seen those advertisements? If you want to find out your heritage, you can send in a DNA sample, send in some money, and they'll send you back a report telling what percentage of Scandinavian or European or whatever you are. Have any of you done it? A few of you? Was it interesting? Yeah. I haven't done it. Maybe I will one of these days. But I want to talk about another kind of DNA and ancestry today. This has to do with when we as Christians allow ourselves, submit ourselves to be baptized. And we have something in common when that happens. We are in Christ. The Greek is en Christo. In Christ. That phrase is used approximately or maybe over 80 times in the New Testament, which leads us to believe that it is a pretty important theological concept, to be in Christ. So important in the eyes of Mark, the gospel writer, that he did not begin his gospel with the Bethlehem birth story. It's not there at all. He begins here in chapter 1 with the baptism of Jesus as an adult. The artist's depiction that you see there shows Jesus being baptized in the Jordan River by John the Baptist. And it reminds us of how important Jesus thought baptism was. It was his submission, in a way. Submission, surrender to the will of God. And we learn that it pleased God very much. For God said, "This is my Son, and with him I am well pleased." Question I have often asked adults and confirmation students when teaching them is this: what is the most important thing that has ever happened to you in your life? Get answers like, "Well, my marriage." That's probably a pretty smart thing to say. Some will say, "The birth of my children." Important. A younger person might say, Well, when I made the basketball team at school, that was the most important thing that ever happened to me. Some would say, well, when I got my college degree and walked across that stage, that was the most important thing that has ever happened to me. And I remind them, when they give me those answers, that all of those things are very important. No question about it. But none of them is the most important thing that ever happened to them. That most important thing was their baptism into Christ. You see, God's action in your baptism to put you in that unique relationship with Jesus himself. When that happens, in a sense, we could use this modern analogy. We could say that your DNA was altered. It was changed. And now your heritage includes all of the ethnicities, all of the races who are with you sharing this reality of being in Christ. When you think about all those other things that you might mention about the most important thing that ever happened to you, the reality is that each and every one of those very important things can be taken from us in an instant. We can lose a spouse. We can lose our children. We can lose our job. We can get kicked off the team. We can flunk a test. All those things that are important in their own right can be taken away from us. But the one thing that can't be taken away, and that's why it's the most important thing, is your baptism into Christ. Our biological DNA can't be changed. We can announce our relationship with Christ. We can say that being in Christ no longer means anything to me and walk away from it. But the good news is that he never leaves that relationship. Once he is in you, he is in you for good. I said a moment ago that we are in Christ because of our baptism into him. We do what he did. We, or our parents, or our godparents, or our grandparents, made sure that we were submitted to the power of water and the Word of God and God's promise. And in that, surrender ourselves to the immeasurable grace and unconditional love of God. If you agree with me for a moment, shake your head that you do, that your baptism is the most important thing in your life, I'm going to ask you another question. If it's so important, when was yours? You know your birth date. Chances are you know your wedding date. When was your baptismal date? The most important thing that ever happened. When was it? I give the assignment to confirmation kids because I ask them that same question when we're studying baptism. I give them the assignment. You go home and you ask your parents to dig out that certificate and find out what the date of your baptism was. My baptism was, believe it or not, on October 31st. Now, why are you laughing? All Hallows Eve, 1944, Gibbons Hospital, Salina, Ohio. On All Hallows Eve, my spiritual DNA was set for a lifetime. From then on, 73 plus years, I have been in Christ. That's kind of astounding, don't you think? So I'm going to give you that assignment. Find out when you were baptized. Put that date on your calendar of events during the year so that you remember that date as you remember your birth date. Because after your birth date, that baptismal date is most important. Because you see, that event of baptism, when it takes place around this beautiful font, isn't a one-time event where we show up on Sunday morning and everybody's got their best clothing on and grandparents and aunts and uncles and everybody's gathered around. It doesn't end there. It just begins there. Living in Christ is a lifetime of adventure and experience. And it's so important. That baptism, as we live in it each day, gives us power. It's important to remember and embrace your baptism, because when we are in Christ, we are given the power to live differently. The power needed, for example, to actually live the Ten Commandments. The power to serve the poor. The power to be faithful stewards of all that God gives us. The power to walk wet in a dry and parched land. Being in Christ, we actually have the power to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with God. Those things are what people in Christ are called, equipped, and sent to do. And it's the power that comes from that holy water and that divine word of God in baptism that enables us to live and to respond faithfully. Miracles happen out of that water if we take it with us and walk wet into the world. So find out when that power was given to you. May take some research. Some folks after the early service asked me, I don't know. How do I find out? If you can't find your certificate, call the church where you were baptized. Part of the pastor's responsibility is to make sure that those baptismal records are maintained. Right, Aaron? That's Mark and Linda's job, right? But it is a legal requirement almost that the church keep those records. So I called my home church and I asked them to please look up when approximately September, October 1944 I was baptized. That's how I found out. So chances are you could call your church and they'll dig out the old written records, or maybe it's on a computer data sheet by now. But find out when it was for you and cherish that date. Remind yourself of that date as you go forward in discipleship. Find out when that spiritual DNA began to course through your soul and redefine you and empower your witness in the world. Jack, you're not looking. Jackson Kirkwood Havel received his In Christo DNA on July the 11th from that font, although it was back by the door at that time. July 11th, 2004. And every July 11th since then, he has received a letter from me reminding him of that event. I remind him of who was here. I remind him of what happened and reaffirm the promises that were made around him by parents and godparents. And in the same way, each of our grandchildren receive a similar letter from me on the anniversary of their baptism. I want to remind them of what happened when God drenched them with water and filled them with the Spirit of Christ. And I want to encourage them then to live as a child of God within this family we call the church. I encourage them to remember that they are children of God through their baptism into Christ. Today, we remember and celebrate the baptism of Jesus. And we remember it and we celebrate it because he submitted to the very thing that he asks us to do. You know, Jesus never asked us to do anything that he himself did not do, including living and dying for the sake of the world. His baptism identified him as the Son of God, with whom God was well pleased. It equipped him for service to the poor and others who lived on the fringes of the society of his day. It equipped him to work miracles of healing and compassion. It equipped him to hang on a cross for the likes of us. Think of it. For the likes of you and me, because of the power of his baptism, Jesus willingly took up the cross. I guess that's why the horizontal bar on the big cross up behind me and in front of you is bent downward. Because your sins and my sins are pretty darn heavy. And the crossbar gets bent because of it. But Jesus' baptism into the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob equipped him for the sacrificial work of living for and dying for others. And so it does for us. We are now free. You and I are now free to live compassionately instead of selfishly. With the DNA of Christ informing and defining our identity, we can do what Jesus did for the sake of the world. By water and word, we are joined to him, and it's all free. We don't have to send in any DNA sample. We don't have to pay any money to biblicalancestry.com. It's already been given to us. We are in Christ forever. St. Paul wrote to the Corinthians, "So if anyone is in Christ," this is a key scriptural verse from Paul, "if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new." Relish the newness you can experience each day because of the DNA that Christ has put in you. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.